live from our living room, it's From Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long-distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long-distance, marriage, and relationships. Hello and welcome to episode 8 of From Long Distance to Marriage. After last week's episodes about the realities of moving from one country to another and the difficulties of it, this week we're going to be talking about the new traditions that we've made and the importance of it for couples. So do you want to get started?
Sure. I think just kind of following on what you just said, I think even though it was really nice to be honest about kind of what I went through moving in last week's episode, we got some really great feedback from people. We didn't want it to seem like it was all a downer, and there are some really exciting things about moving to a new country or just a new state or, you know, an area far away, whatever your long distance boundaries are. There's a lot of excitement around what you get to finally do as a couple when you're actually together. And holiday traditions are a big part of that. And with Christmas coming up, and Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and all the different kind of holidays you may celebrate, we just wanted to start touching on that topic a little bit. So first, I think for our families, it is, for you, it's Christmas, and for me, it's Thanksgiving and Christmas coming from America. But what kind of, I mean, Christmas you would say is your favorite holiday, wouldn't you?
It's really the main holiday here. Yeah.
But for you, is it your favorite?
Well, yeah. It's our only one.
You don't really have Easter, but nobody's.
Easter's not really a holiday.
It's true. You don't really have many holidays here to think about.
Yeah, I know. Christmas is a really big deal here, and it was a big deal for our family.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about like what it was like growing up in your house. And
We had to spend most of Christmas Eve cleaning the house because it had to be really tidy for Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my family put a lot of effort into Christmas, so the tree went up a little time before, and we were all supposed to help my mum decorate it, but I think she used to say the fairies ended up doing it overnight with her, or for her.
Oh yeah, your mum has this thing about the fairies, like,
yeah,
they'd watch you growing up to make sure.
Well, Elf on a Shelf didn't exist when we were kids, so I think this was sort of our
monitoring.
Yeah, so the fairies would come out towards the end of the year and they'd live on the curtains, and they would report back to Santa if you'd been bad. And I remember my sister swearing that she saw them once jumping from one curtain to another. So I don't know what she really saw, because obviously they don't live on
the curtain. I've heard your mum say, though, like, I knew I made the fairies up, but when your sister said that she saw them jumping, I even questioned myself for a minute, like, are they actually fairies?
Well, yeah, what is it? But yeah, and then, you know, so we always had lots of decorations out. We had decorations on the ceiling. Do you remember, like, those paper chains?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're called, isn't it?
Yeah,
I did those. We have them, like, going from...
Did you need to count down to Christmas?
No, we don't.
Oh, because like in school, we'd make paper chains for the classroom at Christmas, but it would be like however many days would be how many links there were in the chain, and then you cut them down.
I did it as a decoration. To reach from one side of the room to the other.
Yeah.
So we had loads of decorations. We had this, like the nativity scene had come out, sit on the unit. Christmas was really nice in my house. And then
what did you do Christmas Eve? Was it just getting ready for Christmas Day, really?
Yeah, so Christmas Eve, I'm trying to think back. I don't think the presents were out, because my family was really keen on the Father Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like your family where your parents get you some presents and Father Christmas gets
you some everything
presents.
Came from Father
everything
Santa.
Everything came from Santa.
But did your grandparents bring you presents and stuff, and you knew they were from them?
Yeah, I can't remember how that worked now. But they would bring presents over with them. So I'm not sure I can't remember what the story was for that, but all the presents under the tree were from Santa.
Okay.
Not my parents. So we'd have to go to, Christmas Eve, we'd watch Christmas films, like The Snowman and stuff. And then we'd go to bed, because we had stockings, but we didn't put them on the fireplace like some families do. We had them on the end of our bed.
Yeah, that's quite an English thing, I think.
Yeah, here. So we would wake up. We'd typically wake up about 5 minutes after my mum had got to bed.
Because
she had to wait for us to go to sleep so she could put the presents in the stockings, and we weren't going to sleep because we were really excited. Mm-hmm. And she was decorating the tree that no one had helped her decorate.
Didn't she end up making a rule for like what time you guys could finally come in, or am I imagining that
she may have done? I don't know if it if she stuck to it. I mean, my sister's 4 years older than me, and she'd get more excited than me. So I'd be asleep, and she'd come wake me up early. And then we had to go in. We'd go into my parents. Like, he's been. Here's our stuff. Let's open all the presents in the stocking. And then, like, no one really got back to sleep. So we'd normally be downstairs for, like, 6 in the morning. My mum would be knackered. But my dad would cook dinner. So we'd normally open the presents straight away. But that took a long time because we had so many presents. And then...
One thing your family does that drives the slight OCD streak in me crazy is, like, on Christmas morning, like, you don't clean up as you go.
Well, we started to.
Because I said, I can't cope with this. Like, we need a bin bag.
So when we were kids, it was just wrapping paper everywhere.
Oh, my God, no.
It's just an explosion.
Because you guys don't give away what my family does, but you just all tuck in. Dive in. Yeah. You tuck in, there's paper everywhere, there's no order or anything to it.
No, not at all. And we would just be, normally one of us would go under the tree and just be like,
pulling it all out.
Excavating presents. So my dad would cook the dinner.
So it's just the four of you, we should make that clear. In your immediate family, but you have one sister and then your parents.
Yeah, my sister and parents. And then my mum's parents normally came around.
Yeah.
I think they were normally there for dinner.
Nan and Grampy.
Yeah, so they'd come and they'd bring their presents and, you know, they'd stay for the day. And then we used to have a huge lunch, cheese and biscuits for dinner, watch films, play with our toys or games, whatever we'd got. And then we have Boxing Day, the day after Christmas.
Do you know what that means, by the way, for people who don't know what Boxing Day is?
No. For us, it was the day that Zulu was on and we'd eat more cheese and biscuits, cold turkey. Chips.
Well, yeah, and also your mum had the really strict rule. She'd buy all the yummy Christmas snacks and food.
So my mum would buy biscuits, cookies,
crackers, cheese, chocolates.
Like an obscene amount.
Like storage, like plastic storage containers full of snack food.
But we weren't allowed to touch them until
Christmas Eve.
If she was in a particular... Oh, and there was chocolates on the tree as well. So if she was in a particularly sort of...
good mood.
Yeah, seasonal mood. We'd be allowed to open, like, one tub of Pringles.
The day before.
The day before.
Christmas Eve.
But then none of it got finished, because by the time you could tuck into it, all the food's out.
And then she'd be like, we've got all this food to finish. And you're like, well.
Yeah, it's mad. And then, so it's a lot of family, a lot of food. Christmas was really a lot about being at home. When we were younger, we'd go to a place called Dimchurch. So they had, like, did they call it the Santa Express? So you get on this old steam train.
Oh, like the Polar Express type train things.
I guess, yeah. You'd get on this train, this old steam train.
You know, on Christmas Day?
No, not Christmas Day.
But the run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, and then, I can't remember what it is. Basically, when you get, so it's not a long trip. The older people would have mulled wine and stuff on it. You'd have a hot chocolate. When you get there, you'd meet Santa. You'd sit on his lap, he'd give you a present. And I just remember there was loads of, like, toy trains, like models and things in this building.
Like a Santa's Village type place kind of thing?
No, it was like a railway thing. But for whatever reason, they just had Santa there in the same way you'd find him in the malls, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we did that every year. That was really exciting. So, yeah, Christmas was a big deal. And my family always made it a big thing. So, yeah, a lot of family, a lot of food. And it's always sort of stayed a big deal, I think, even as we got older. My mum tried to keep us believing in Santa for far past the point where it was...
Yeah, and it's different now because your parents are separated, or divorced and both remarried, but even still, they both make an effort to make sure it's really special still.
Yeah. So, that was Christmas for us. What was it like for you? It's very different for you.
Yeah, well, we also had Thanksgiving. We're talking about the holidays in general, not just Christmas. Thanksgiving was always kind of different. You know, we'd be at different people's houses. A lot of time at my dad's parents' house, so my grandparents. But, I mean, it was just loads of food. My dad's side of the family is Irish Catholic, so lots of booze. and just time together. And then as I got older, you know, we had moved from California to Arizona, so it was a lot smaller. Maybe my brother and sister would come. And it wouldn't be the extended family. But even so, it's, you know, football games are on all day. Mom's in the kitchen. I'm helping. I'm playing. Doing that between playing video games with my brother. But Thanksgiving's always really nice and a lot more relaxed than Christmas because there isn't all the gifts and the decorations. I mean, there is some Thanksgiving decorations, but it's much smaller scale. So it's more just about cooking the meal that's the work. And the rest of the time you can just relax and be with family and chill, and that's always really nice. But Christmas for my family growing up, yeah, it was just as nice, you know, sounding as your family, but a bit different, because we did Christmas Eve was kind of when we did the presents and everything. And I think that I've asked my mom before, and she said she thinks the reason they did that was because my grandma was a nurse, so she had to work shift work.
Yeah.
So it usually was that she was working Christmas morning, so they would do Christmas Eve so that, you know, she could be there and my grandpa would be there. So when I was little, Christmas Eve, we would have usually my mom, it was more Christmas Eve was with my mom's side. So my grandma and grandpa, and then once my grandpa passed away, obviously just my grandma, and then usually some aunts and uncles, maybe some cousins from that side, would come over and we'd have dinner. Sometimes we'd do kind of like a Christmassy dinner, but sometimes we'd also do, because the next day we'd be with other family doing the big Christmas dinner. So we'd maybe do like enchiladas or just something, you know, really, really yummy. And then it would be time for us to go out and look at the Christmas lights. And I love this because we'd all get in my mom's big minivan type thing and go around the neighborhood and look at all the Christmas decorations and lights people put outside their houses. But when I was really little, my dad always seemed to be a little bit tired after Christmas Eve dinner and he'd stay behind for a nap. And that's when Santa would come. But as I got older, obviously my brother's 8 years older than me and my sister's 10 years older than me. So a lot of times one of them would stay. So while we'd go out and look at the Christmas lights, that's when Santa would come to our house and leave presents. And I remember one year, I think my brother had stayed back. He had got like ash out of the fireplace and sprinkled it on the rug to make it look like.
Yeah, we did that for
Ella, my niece.
Yeah. When I was there, yeah.
Couple of years back, yeah, so that's always been quite special and fun. I just love the memories looking back, and then we'd get back from looking at Christmas presents and come in the front door, and there would just be a wall.
You'd come back from looking at lights.
What did I say?
Presents.
Looking at lights, and then we'd come back, and there'd be a wall of Christmas presents, is what I was gonna say. Just huge amount of presents, and yeah, we'd open, but my family is different than yours because we usually pick one person to play Santa, so they pick out the presents and hand them out and try and do that so that it's kind of evenly rotated. But we all open one at a time.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So, because my family's quite nosy, we like to see what everyone's got. So yeah, you take your turn opening your present, then it's someone else's turn. So it can go on for a good few hours because we take turns doing it. So that was Christmas
and
Eve.
And everyone stares at you while you're opening your present.
Oh, but you actually said it wasn't that bad. You were nervous about leading up to it.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
But it wasn't that bad. And also because you're a son-in-law and not one of the kids. Like, we don't get many presents now that we're grown up anyway. No. And because you're the son-in-law, I get you a few presents, obviously, and then you get maybe one thing from everyone. So it's not like you're constantly opening presents.
No.
And everyone cares more about my niece and nephew now. So it's not a big deal. So that was Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, we'd wake up, and Santa, and I never thought about the logistics of this as a child, but it didn't make sense at all. Santa would come back in the night and fill up our stockings on the fireplace.
So he came by twice?
Yeah, we were really lucky. Maybe he just did it on his way back up from the North Pole after he'd done everyone else, but yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
So we'd always have, like, it was always, like, candies and sweets and stuff in our stockings.
And where are your stockings? Are they in the
On the fireplace, fireplace? Yeah. So he'd always bring, like, little lifesavers and things, just little bits like that in the stocking. Yeah, and so then Christmas Day was usually with my dad's side of the family at my grandparents' house, and they had a big, cool house, huge fireplace, and, like, a big deer mounted on the stone fireplace. I wish you'd gotten to see that house. Mm. You would have loved it. So, yeah, all my cousins on my dad's side and aunts and uncles and great-aunts and uncles and stuff. And so that was really fun. And the great thing about it was because, like, I remember getting for a couple of years in a row, I got like remote control cars. And do you remember how long those batteries took to charge when you were a kid?
Yeah. So, well, and everything back then, when you got, like, you get a new phone, do you remember this? And you have to leave it to charge for 24 hours.
Yeah.
For a good year. So it's the same, you get those remote control cars, you couldn't use
them. They were like 8 to 10 hours. So, but the nice thing about getting them on Christmas Eve, leave them to charge overnight, and then you can play with them all day Christmas Day. So then I remember like taking them. I had this one that had 6 wheels. And it was, like, super fun. And so I took it to my grandparents' house because they had a huge, massive, long driveway. So that was loads of fun. Yeah, and that was Christmas. And then New Year's, we kind of did whatever. But there was a period after I'd moved to Arizona that was really fun because I made a few friends in my class, and they all lived quite nearby to where me and my parents lived. And my parents made friends with their parents and stuff. So for like 2 or 3 years running, we did a block party thing with them. So there were three houses, because there were three families. And one house we'd start at for appetizers and drinks. And then we'd go to the next house for dinner and drinks. Obviously not for the kids. And then we'd go to the last house for dessert and drinks and ringing in the new year. And that was really fun. Like, I have great memories of doing that. And I was probably about 12 or 13 at the time, so it was a good fun time to be, you know, there were loads of other kids there, and my brother was usually there because he lived in Arizona at the time, so that was really fun. I liked that. Did you guys really, do you ever do anything or have particular traditions for New Year's?
New Year's was never really, like...
Wasn't a big deal. Did your parents go out?
I don't remember them going out much. It was normally, I think, we'd spend it with family or their friends would come over to the house. Like,
No. Okay. So, yeah, not in case you guys were curious, that's kind of the backgrounds we came from in terms of holiday traditions. So,
but then what it meant was that, as anyone who's experienced the long distance would know, you end up kind of in no man's land when we have our first Christmas. It's, well, whose do we... You like you said, you celebrate on Christmas Eve, we celebrate Christmas Day, there's differences, so it's who's... So you end up...
Yeah, I remember... So, sorry, go ahead. Well. I remember my first Christmas here was about 6 months after I'd moved here, and we weren't going back to America for that Christmas. It was going to be the following one we went back, but we...
Well, your first Christmas is when you came to visit.
Well, yeah, but that's a bit different. But after I'd moved here... lived here.
Mm.
We were living at the time because I'd only been here for a few months and I'd only just recently got my visa that allowed me to start working. So yeah. We were still living with your mom and your stepdad. And I remember you were really sweet. I had to work on Christmas Eve during the day. It was my first job at a little pub, not far from where we lived, real close. And I remember you walked up to meet me and we got back to the house. And bearing in mind that the living situation was a bit tricky then because there were four of us living in the house and we had just moved in maybe a month or two before. So the house was chaos. And I remember being really bummed out because my mom always made sure that our house was sparkling at Christmas. And
yeah, mine did too.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, your mom...
I think that was just too. A tricky year.
It's because we had moved and obviously like your grandpa had gone into the care home. So there was loads of his stuff about. So it was just, there was a lot going on that year. So I was feeling a bit like, oh, you know, it's my first Christmas away from home. It doesn't feel like Christmas. And I got home and the house was absolutely sparkling. And you and your mom had worked all day to get it really nice. And I think you had kind of said to her, like, you know, Christmas Eve is a really big deal to Andrea. I want to make sure that it's nice for her this year. And your stepdad went and got Chinese takeaway, which is my favorite kind of takeaway. And I think we just watched Christmas films. We might have each opened one present or something.
I think we did.
Yeah, I think we each opened one present. Because I was happy to wait till Christmas morning. But it was really sweet that, you know, your family made the effort, especially given how chaotic everything was at the time. And that was really important to me. But yeah, I think because we both grew up with mums who made Christmas and the holidays so nice that it's really important to us. Like, I know for me, like, I never want to really lose that childlike wonder. And even though you do as you grow up a bit, I think you'd probably agree, I'm still pretty excitable about things. Like, I get really jazzed for stuff. Whereas you'll be excited, but you're not like, whereas I get like, I'm so excited. You're like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Sounds good. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm more like, I will bounce up and down and do little dance or things that I'm excited about. And that's really important to me not to lose. And also, you know, I've got a niece and nephew. You've got a couple of nieces and a nephew too. It's more fun, you know, to stay excited for them too. So I think for that reason, it's really important to me to have our own traditions. And then also because some Christmases we aren't with my family. So it's very important to me that we have our own traditions that not replace what my family did, but it feels similar to that. And I feel like I'm not missing out on too much because we've got our stuff here. What about you? Why is it important to you that we have our own traditions?
I don't know why. I think it just is to me. You know, I think it's just something that we create then.
Yeah, and I remember when we were apart, us being like, oh, you know, I can't wait until we can have the holidays. I think it was something we looked forward to for so long, and that's also why it's important to us.
Yeah, it was, but I think it's just nice that it's our thing. Like, I think every family's got its own slight twist on what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've both had our own from growing up from when we lived at home, but I think now that we've just got what we do.
Yeah. So Christmas now can be a bit tricky. So, like I said, your parents are divorced and remarried, so when we're here for Christmas, we're having to divide, you know, Christmas Day and Boxing Day and Christmas Eve and stuff and try and fit everyone in. So we see your mom and stepdad one day and your dad and your stepmom another day to make sure no one gets left out. So that can be a little bit of a logistical feat.
Yeah, we normally end up rotating.
Yeah. When we're with my family, though, in America for Christmas, it's really easy because, you know, my parents are still married and they're all in the same area for Christmas and stuff, so it's just a bit easier. We turn up and it all happens, and it's, you know, a little bit less work to figure it all out. And this year we're going home to America for Christmas, so I'm really excited about that, and so are you. But I think another thing, establishing your own little traditions is particularly important for the person who has moved. I think I mentioned, you know, a little bit earlier, like, you don't want to feel like you're missing out on everything at home. So having your own special traditions just helps that a bit. And it makes the time more special in general.
Yeah, we have our own things to look forward to now. So, like, so obviously I never had Thanksgiving growing up. And to be fair, autumn in general was not something to celebrate in England.
Yeah.
But obviously we now do that. So anyone who's seen pictures, there's a picture from our first episode, I think, on the website, and we've just posted on Instagram while recording this episode, a picture of our living room, so, you know, people can see that we've got what you call the fall decorations up. So I never had that growing up. We don't celebrate it. So, and Halloween wasn't, we did trick-or-treating, people got dressed up, but it's definitely got bigger.
Did you ever go trick-or-treating as a kid?
No, but we had trick-or-treaters. It got more American as in the last 2 years, I think. So there's now, I feel like, the sort of the back end of the year is sort of packed out a bit more. So for us, it was business as usual right through until really December. And then it was Christmas time. And now, I think the shops started playing Christmas music earlier and earlier.
September.
But now, as far as me and you go, you make the house smell different, it looks different. So for October. And then Halloween's a bigger deal, and we also do Thanksgiving here now.
Just to clarify, when you say we do Thanksgiving, like, I do it with, like, not that it's a thing in England now, it's...
Yeah, me and
we
you.
We do it because of me being American, yeah.
So that's, like, I feel for us, Christmas officially... Christmas period season begins officially after we've had Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, yeah. So
we have Thanksgiving dinner. We sit down every year. We watch Jingle All the Way, which I know you love, even though you pretend.
Oh, it's ridiculous, it's but I do love it. Yeah.
And we have pumpkin pie.
Yeah. So basically, sometimes for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving's on a Thursday in America, but obviously you get the whole day off. Where here, it's just another Thursday. So usually the Saturday or Sunday after that, I'll do something. Sometimes we have people around, but for the past few years we haven't. It's just been the two of us, and I quite like that. So what we tend to do is, you know, I do like a miniature version of Thanksgiving. I either do like turkey legs or like a big turkey breast, and I do stuffing and green beans and some potato dishes and stuff and pumpkin pie. So while the food's cooking and I'm not having to be in the kitchen, we get all the like autumn-y decorations down and put up the Christmas stuff, put up the tree, different garlands, get out all the nice candles and stuff. And then after we've eaten our Thanksgiving dinner, then yeah, we sit down with a second slice of pie, cup of coffee, and watch Jingle All the Way. And that so that's usually just the last weekend.
And we do that every year.
Yeah, every year. Every year that we're here. Sometimes we're in America for Thanksgiving. But yeah, I mean, we just did it 1 year. I'd had, it was the first time it wasn't the first time we had people around for Thanksgiving, but we're living when we were renting your dad's old house from him.
Because it came up, I can't remember what it was. I said I wanted to watch Jingle All the Way. Because that's Jingle All the Way, for whatever reason, like Home Alone, I guess, is on, or it was on every year.
Yeah.
And I remember, was there one year it wasn't on? And I'd look forward to every year, like, oh, it's on TV tonight, let's watch it. And I think, I don't know if it just wasn't on, so we ended up downloading it.
I don't know.
And they just became our tradition.
Wait, it happened accidentally. I remember the year. We were renting your dad's house, his old house, and we had your sister and her boyfriend at the time, her husband now, and your dad and your stepmom over. And I did the Thanksgiving dinner, and they left, like, probably 5 or 6. And because I'd been cooking all day and getting the house ready all day, I was, like, a frenzy of just holiday energy. And I did it on my own. I started taking down all the fall decorations, and you helped me get the Christmas stuff up. And, like, you were, like, knackered because you've been helping me around the house all day. And you were like, sit down. Like, let's just chill.
I think I was trying to watch, because there's a snooker tournament that's on.
Oh, that time of year.
That time of year. And this year it's already finished, so it must have been.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that was the year. Yeah, you wouldn't sit down. I don't know if it was the final. It was quite late on in the tournament, and I wanted to watch it. You're like, I'm going to get the decorations up, but it's for Christmassy. So that's what happened.
No, but you said, like, sit down, like you felt bad that I'd been running around. And I'd started cooking pies and stuff the night before.
Yeah.
And you were like, just sit down. And so I finally sat down, and it'd been a couple hours since we finished dinner, so we had a slice of pie and watching All the Way. And then we never really said anything like, oh, this is our tradition. But the next year you were like, are we going to do that again? Like, I really liked that. And so ever since then,
and I think that's
it's
the
like
thing
one of your favorite days of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think that's the thing with traditions is that they should be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't say, right, let's make a tradition. Let's do this every year. It was the following year. And we were like, let's do that again.
One tradition I do love that was very intentional, was that from the very first Christmas we were married, we decided that every year we'd buy a Christmas ornament for the tree to kind of reflect the year. And that was something we decided ahead of time. So, like, I'm not going to go through all of them, and I don't remember them all, like, until I get them out of the box. But the first year we got, like, a little glass bell, like wedding bells, because that was the year we got married. And then the next year was the first time we had Christmas in our own place. So we got, like, a little gingerbread house that looked like a house or an apartment or something.
Yeah, we've got all sorts. We've got animals, I think, on there.
Yeah, for the year we got the cat. We got.
I know last year I bought you in Beverly Hills, and we were visiting America last year. I got you the starfish
one. Yeah, because we spent Christmas in. Oh, no, we didn't spend Christmas there.
No, we were there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we need to pick one out this year, so we'll have to figure that out. But yeah, it's just really good fun, and we really enjoy it, and it's something to get us excited about.
And then, like I said, every year when we go to decorate the tree, we can, it's like a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, get that box out with all the special ones and reminisce. But then, so leading up to Christmas, if we're here for Christmas in England and we're not with my family in America, we usually at least work part of the day on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we get half day.
Yeah, usually half day. And, like, from my work, we often go out and get a drink or whatever after lunch and then go home. So Christmas Eve, for us, usually I bake some cookies or something, and then we exchange our presents to one another, just the two of us.
So that's kind of a hybrid of our pasts, really, because we still have Christmas with one part of my family on Christmas Day. We open the presents, but we do our presents the day before.
Yeah, because that's what's special to me. So we do our presents, and we usually get, like, Indian takeaway or Chinese takeaway. Yeah. And we watch
Christmas films.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, we watch
Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation.
Right. Yeah.
No, National Lampoon's. The night before, we watch Christmas with the Cranks. That's the 23rd.
That's right.
So we do have some little film traditions. We always also watch Elf and Home Alone, and Love Actually, but those are always all kind of scattered and whatever.
Yeah.
And Deck the Halls. We love Christmas films.
We do.
But yeah, they're just kind of scattered in. But yeah, it's those few days where we have this. We watch Christmas with the Cranks that day. But other than that, we do whatever. And then we open our presents. We spend our time together. We usually get some little presents for the dogs and the cats. Not so much the reptiles. But yeah, so we give them little presents and little food treats. That's so special to me because, yeah, like you said, Christmas Eve is the big deal for my family, and so having that time with just the two of us, we don't see any of your family, because it's not really a big deal to them. So that's probably one of my favorite bits about Christmas. It's just our Christmas Eve together. And then one of our newer traditions that we started a couple years ago when we started trying to be a bit healthier and exercise more is that on Christmas morning, we go for a big walk slash hike to try and earn our calories for later in the day. So we go out kind of as the sun's coming up, take the dogs so that they get nice and tuckered out, because they're often left at home for part of the day, at least on Christmas Eve. So we want them to be at least...
Christmas Day.
Sorry, yeah, Christmas Eve. Christmas Day. And then we often go to your mom's for Christmas Day.
Mm.
And that's good fun, because she always spoils us way more than she should and buys us... I get more presents from your mom than I do from my family, because she just loves it. Your mom absolutely adores giving people presents.
Yeah.
And she's basically like me about Christmas. She just gets crazy excited about it. So that's always good fun, and the food's really good. Your stepdad's a great cook, and we really enjoy that. But last year, I think we went to your dad's for Christmas Day. He does a lot with kind of your mum's side, or your stepmom's side of the family, usually.
Well, it's different there, because my stepmom's Jewish, so, yeah. And also it's
her auntie and her son's birthday, Christmas Day.
Yeah, so Christmas Day is more... They're not like strict Jews, are they? So
no, they
have
kind of celebrated.
Since my dad's moved down there, they have a tree. But it's weird because they don't when my stepmom's mum's, they don't eat pork.
Yeah, so they have a kosher.
So where we have where we have food that we would always have at Christmas, like pigs in blankets.
So pigs in blankets in America are like little cocktail sausages wrapped in like pastry, but here
they're wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
amazing.
It's amazing. And these are a huge part of Christmas dinner.
Yeah,
you have your
they're
turkey,
like a staple.
You have like a pile of pigs in blankets. My stepdad makes his own.
And your dad loves pigs in blankets.
Yeah, so my stepdad's ones he makes with sausage meat. So they, I mean, they're like.
They're like a meal.
They're like grenades, aren't
they're
they?
So
they're
huge. I always pick two, I pick up two, but then after the first one, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I couldn't possibly.
So when we go to my dad's for Christmas Day, we have a nice meal. And we have a nice day and we do exchange presents, but it's a much sort of smaller, scaled back affair than...
Without pigs and blankets. So last year...
We had to smuggle
them in. I smuggled them into your dad and like we brought in a carrier, like a grocery bag with everyone's presents and stuff. And I had another one wrapped up in my purse.
He loved it.
And I said, I brought you pigs and blankets. I put them in the fridge. And your mum was, or your stepmom was like, I don't think I can cook that because like her mum would not approve of like actually cooking the pork next to all the... you know, kind of kosher food. And I said, that's okay. These can be eaten cold. And your dad was like, let me see. And he didn't even think, like, he did thank me, but not before he torn them open and started eating them. Like, I felt really pleased because he misses out on that a lot. So that was good fun. So then Boxing Day, which is the 26th, and I have looked this up, and apparently it comes from back in the days when people had like fancy estates and servants. Usually on Boxing Day, they'd do up a big box for each servant with like leftover food and presents and stuff.
Yeah, do you know what I don't understand is your family says we don't do Boxing Day, it's not an American thing. But I've seen American films where they specifically mention Boxing Day. So
yeah, maybe it's just a part of the country, maybe like on the East Coast.
Yeah, if anyone knows the answer to this, is it an East Coast, West Coast? Did your parents just lie to you so they didn't have to do any? Because Boxing Day is your mum's birthday.
Yeah, my mum's birthday is the 26th, so we always did other stuff for that. But I mean, it's not really a thing for us, to be fair. We always have the day off and do stuff, but for me growing up, it wasn't something that was officially named Boxing Day. I thought it was an English thing. But yeah, if anyone knows if it is a thing in America or certain parts of America, please
let us know.
Yeah, do feel free to correct me. But Boxing Day is nice because you basically lay around.
Boxing Day is a lazy. All Boxing Day is you've recovered from Christmas Day. You play with your toys or you read your books or watch your films, whatever. You eat leftover food. It's just a lazy, lazy day.
Yeah, try out our new presents and stuff. Oh, also, we've got to say, on Christmas Day, so we usually aim, well, at your mom's house, we aim to have lunch at about 2, end up eating about 4:30. And then in the evening is your favorite part. All the different cheeses and cracker biscuits come out.
What ends up happening now? So where my dad used to cook, it was a bit more organised with time.
So it'd be like 2 or 3.
Yeah, really about 2 or 3. But sometimes with my mum and stepdad now, it's like you said, they would just be later on in the day. So there was one year, I think it was the year that my sister's you've got a new boyfriend who's now her husband. Wasn't it the year he came round first? And we had Christmas dinner literally like an hour and a half later on because it was so late. It's like, right, all the cheese and biscuits are out.
Yeah.
It's not just cheese and biscuits though. There's pork pies, there's fol de vins.
Yeah.
And dessert. Like, it's a meal.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, we're all stuffed. But normally, that was an
exception. Normally you have a few hours in between to, like, chill. Yeah,
it is my favourite bit, because you just get... Will people like cheese and biscuits? I don't want people thinking we're talking about scones.
No, cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers. Yeah.
But nice. They're not just, like, slices of American cheese, like different brie and camembert and different kinds of cheddar.
And crackers, yeah.
Bavarian smoked cheese is your favourite. And then, like... garlic and herbs, spreadable, like kind of like a creamy cheese.
Pickled
onion. Thing.
I've never eaten these. My mum loves them.
Oh, pickled onions and pickled eggs.
Pickled onions. So if anyone just wants to really have stinky farts, go get some pickled onions.
Yeah, I've tried to eat them.
I've never even tried one. It's just the thought of it. It's disgusting.
But yeah, what we kind of do now, because the past few years on Christmas Day, if we're at your mom and stepdad's, it's just us and them. Because like your sister's obviously got to do her husband's side with the kids and stuff too. So we usually... eat, chill, look at our presents, watch some films, have cheese and biscuits later on, and play like Cards Against Humanity or something, which is always good fun.
Yeah, it's very relaxed.
Yeah.
And I think that's become my favourite part of Christmas as I've got older, is just that people really carve out time to be together.
So Christmas in America, when we're with my family these days, can be a bit different because my brother works shift out. My brother-in-law, sorry. So my sister's husband, we always have Christmas at my sister's house. My brother comes up, he lives a few hours away from her. My parents live a few hours away, but we usually stay at my sister's house. It's a central base when we're there visiting. So depending on what my brother-in-law's shift is, we either do Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. So that can change. And I think this year, sounds complicated, I'll explain it to you later. But so yeah, it varies if we do Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, because obviously he wants to be there, so... we work around that. So usually Christmas Eve is kind of similar. We'll do some kind of food and some presents with some family. Maybe do presents if that's the night we're doing. Otherwise, we do it the next day. My mom usually does like some really good breakfast casseroles, like egg or French toast casserole. And then we always, both my niece and nephew are in the church choir. So we go to my sister's Lutheran church, watch the kids sing. And then everyone else goes home, but my dad and I, because we're Catholic, go to the Catholic church. Well, you guys, I'll go home and start getting everything ready for Christmas, you know, afternoon and stuff and the food. And yeah, it's just really nice and it's busy, but it's good. But sometimes we have the big Christmas at my sister's house. Sometimes we have it at my brother-in-law's parents' house. But it's really, that's really special for me because that's when, you know, we're with my people and like, my mom's best friend who, like, they're family friends. We grew up with them. And so they come. And she finally got you to like cheesecake, Peggy's cheesecake.
Yeah, I never liked cheesecake.
And I was bummed out.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't... hers wasn't as good as I was... maybe you hyped it too much. I mean, this was supposed to be...
well, this was...
the nicest cheesecake anyone's ever made in the history of humanity. And I thought, yeah, I was able to finish it. It was quite nice. But yeah, it did get me liking cheesecake.
Which I want you to take all of that back because her cheesecake is amazing. Maybe you didn't like the lemon curd on it.
Last night, we went out to a barbecue restaurant and I had a cookie dough cheesecake. That was a nicer cheesecake.
Yeah, that's got more to it. But sometimes just a nice plain vanilla cheesecake is what you want and it's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
You couldn't eat much of that cookie dough one. It's very sickly.
I could have had another one.
Yeah, they're very small slices there.
Yeah.
That's my one complaint.
Yeah.
That's why I went for the banana split that you wouldn't. Stop moaning at me about. But yeah, so that's really special and I love it. And then obviously the next day is my mom's birthday. So we usually go out for dinner and do stuff like that. And that's really fun. So we're looking forward to a Christmas out in America this year.
But I mean, traditions don't have to be around. I mean, obviously this episode's focused largely on
the holidays.
But it doesn't have to. I mean,
no.
You can have the tradition of just going out for dinner, you know, the first Friday every month or whatever it is people want to do.
We tend to do that. We tend to have two good date nights a month and we get paid at different points in the month. I get paid at the end and Rich gets paid halfway through. So usually when one of us gets paid, we'll treat the others like a nice date night.
Yeah, normally. And, you know, when we did that the horror challenge. So if anyone hasn't seen it, we've got one of, I think it's our second post on the website.
One of our blog posts,
is yeah. about the October horror challenge. So in 2015, we decided we would watch a different horror film.
That long ago.
I know. But we decided we'd watch a different horror film every day for the month of October. I missed one.
You missed two.
I missed two because we both missed one and I missed it. So we ended up doing, you did 30 and I did 29.
Yeah.
But then if we had done that every year, that could have become a new... I think we would have done it. It's just to do 30 films, you don't want to repeat too many of them. So it's just after...
And there are...
If you do it three years in a row, you're going to be watching nearly 90 different films.
Well, and as much as we love horror films, there aren't that many really good horror films. And also, it was a huge commitment. Like, we didn't exercise at all during that time.
We literally got home from work, we'd get dinner on, we'd watch a horror film, we went to bed, we didn't do, yeah, you're right, we didn't do
anything. We didn't do anything else.
But we could have done us, we did, yeah, we used to work doing one every other day, or...
We talked about doing a Christmas one, but I think that would just be really hard.
You can modify that, you can, if you want it to be a tradition, it could be, we'll do that every Friday for, or every weekend during October, watch a horror film. We
typically watch a lot of horror films during October.
But yeah, so a tradition can be anything, and I think...
Can you think of any non-holiday-specific traditions? Well, we do have our London tradition.
Yeah.
Every time we go up to London, there's this market, Camden Town. It's a really cool, like, little market town in north of London. Like, well, it is North London, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of different market stalls, and there's this shop that sells, like, little gargoyle faces.
It's not even a proper shop.
It's a stall.
So it's a couple that own it. And yeah, they make them, what are they? They're not concrete.
I think they're like resin. Kind of.
And they make all these different gargoyles.
What are they called? We're going to give them a shout out. They're called Alienate Designs, and you can order online.
Yeah, we're
going to,
so basically we'll put a picture up on Instagram and Twitter, of our front porch. So every time we go to London, this predates our relationship.
I bought
one when I was a teenager.
And I liked it. And
I only had the one, but yeah, you liked it. And
is
the
one where he's picking his nose?
No, I think he's got his tongue up his nose.
Okay, yeah. I always liked it.
So yeah, so when I took you there, we decided we'd get one for our new flat. And it's just evolved. So every time we go up...
Sorry. I feel like I have to say, if you can hear our pug snoring in the background, yeah. I'm really sorry. He's sneezing away on the back of the sofa. So ignore that. Sorry.
But yeah, so... Every time we went up, we got a new gargoyle. And since we moved into this house, we were able to put them in the front porch.
And we've got more and more.
And we've got more and more. So I think we're probably known on the street as the strange couple with the gargoyles and the snakes.
I've heard people come to the door for Halloween and go, oh, look at the gargoyles for Halloween. And I'm thinking, those are up there all year.
Yeah, so we know them in there now. They recognize us.
They usually give us a deal because we never ask for one.
And they got some really cool stuff in there. So that's... and then we also like to go up to London at Christmas or winter time.
Yeah, we just did that last night. So
if anyone hasn't been to London, like the few main shopping streets, so Oxford Street and Regent Street, they've got all the big light decorations. And...
Yeah, if you saw our stories, well, by the time this goes up, it'll have been a couple of days. But on our stories, you might have seen some really cool Christmas lights and stuff up. So basically, Rich has been up at a conference for the last few days of this past week. So I had Friday off work and I went up and met him in the afternoon once his conference finished, and we did some shopping and we went to our favorite barbecue place for dinner and walked around. And that's another thing, the barbecue place is kind of a tradition. Not every time we go up there, but as much as we can. But they got rid of the clam chowder, babe.
Yeah, I don't care.
But I do. It was so sad.
But they still had all the barbecue, which is the main reason we go.
And the cookie dough cheesecake that you're obsessed with.
So yeah, I'm sure we've got other traditions.
We do movie nights a lot. That's probably our main thing.
I don't know if we call that tradition, though.
No?
I wouldn't. Can we put that in date nights? We can't put in date nights and traditions.
Oh, it can't be a twofer?
No.
What else do we do? I'm sure we do others.
I don't know. But yeah, I think for me it's important because it's our thing. And it's something that you look forward to every year.
I do.
Or, well... Every year for holidays, but however often they are. Like, if we go to London, it's, oh, let's go and get a gargoyle. And
yeah, I mean, I have a serious love affair with autumn. Like, I have something weird with it, don't I? Like,
yeah.
It's the colours. And also, growing up in California and Arizona, we didn't get much of an autumn, particularly in Arizona. a little bit in California because there were trees there. But I don't know. I think it was just a special time of year. Like, the air smells good. You know, you get the spicy candles. Halloween starts, kicks off all the holidays, and it leads into just loads of time with your family at the holidays. And that's what's so special to me about it all. But yeah, I think we do a lot more this time of year that feels more traditional, which is really special. But I think, no, I really believe in traditions for not just couples, but families. And I think it is, you know, it's what ties the year together and carries the cycle through and around the next year. And it's very cyclical. And I love that. And one thing that's been tricky for us, because we don't have children and we don't particularly think we want to. But one thing that's really hard is when I've been trying to find fun, like Christmas activities to do, it's really hard to find ones that don't include like things for kids. So trying to find stuff for couples is really tricky.
Yeah.
Which I think is why, you know, we do our takeaway and movie on the night before and exchange our own gifts. We do our Christmas hike, you know, because we don't need kids. I mean, a lot of the things you see are like what you were talking about, like the train to Santa's Village and...
Oh, a lot of stuff's geared around kids. And I think we'll have a separate episode if people are interested in hearing it on some of the things we've figured out to do without children.
Well, you are basically a giant child, so I've got that to deal with.
I think every relationship has one child, at least.
Well, I think it changes back and forth as well. Sometimes I'm probably the child.
Yeah.
Shaman.
Come on.
I really feel like I'm losing it on the other traditions we do.
If we think of them, we'll put them on our Instagram. But anyone who's listening to this, let us know what traditions you've got, maybe.
Yes, we'd love to hear, because we love traditions and we'd love to steal yours, basically. Pumpkin patch is another one. We always go to the pumpkin patch, which is on our highlights from a couple months ago when we went to pumpkin patch.
And again, this is something new over here in England.
Yes. Where
I don't know if they existed before, but I mean, we never heard of them. You'd go to the supermarket, you'd get a battered pumpkin that wasn't very big, and it was expensive. And now, you found the pumpkin patch, and it's actually really close to us.
Yeah, it's really reasonable.
So that's another tradition, and it's just another one for autumn and Halloween, really.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, and we'll get more traditions as time goes on.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so let us know what you've got. We'd love to hear them, and if they're good, we'll steal them.
Or if you need any help coming up with ideas for traditions, like, we're quite good. We've come up with a few over the years, so we're happy to give you any ideas and be a bit creative with you. But we hope you guys are getting excited for Christmas. We'll be off to America in about a month. Soups excites about that.
So we mentioned either last week or before that we're looking for people to join us as guests on here. We've had a few applications on, so we should have some people on soon.
Yeah, we need to sort out some dates
for those. But if you're remotely interested in joining us and talking about your story, your relationship, your traditions or whatever, visit our website, longdistancetomarriage.com. Use the contact page on there. We read everything, as I always say, and come and join us.
Love you guys. Bye.